things that are already poems. Jim's pink polo, as seen across the expanse of two heavy folding tables by Joanna, who said, "You're looking so bohemian today," and how everyone turned to see what she saw, and the feeling of being looked at like this, in unsolicited appreciation, and the morning unspooling in a loose intimacy no one expected of a Tuesday, and in a library, no less, and what it is to notice a man's shirt, and how noticing becomes a gesture or an offering, and how offering becomes a celebration, and how a celebration changes the tint of a library room, and how a room turns into a church, pews filled with things that are already poems, like Jim's eyes softening in the ripple of Joanna's voice, like the ripe berry of the word bohemian, sweetening our lips as we heard it.